بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن معاذ بن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من كظم غيظا وهو قادر على أن ينفذه، إلى آخر الحديث. So with regard to the same hadith that we are reading, that if a person controls his anger and he can execute and exercise that anger on that person, he can vent and take out his anger on that person, but he controls it for the pleasure of Allah, the reward of which will be that Allah Ta'ala will grant him this great honor, that on the day of Qiyamah, in front of all the creation, Allah will let him choose a Hurul Ain of his own, of his choice. So such a great reward for controlling one's anger, and that is the reward also, and it is a great treatment also, that whenever a person becomes angry, if he just thinks that if I control my anger now, what a great reward I will get from Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, what great honor Allah will bless me with. So in that way he will be able to control his anger also. With regard to that, a little bit more explanation, that it comes in the Hadith Sharif on the one hand, مَنْ رَعَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِهِ. Any person who sees any wrong being committed, any wrong being done, whether it is in the family, whether it is outside, anywhere, any wrong done, then he should, by the power of his hand, he should stop it. That means he should show his unhappiness, and in fact he should become angry at that time, the height of which is jihad. That a person will go in jihad and he will even kill the non-believers, the wrongdoers, for the pleasure of Allah. So we are commanded with that. And if a person can't, فَبِلِسَانِ, then he should use his tongue and he should speak out against it. And if he can't do that also, then فَبِقَلْبِ, then he should realize it's bad, and more than that, he should change it with his heart. That is, make dua and think of plans of how he can change it. So on the one hand, we are commanded with this also, that the anger, and also as we had explained yesterday, that a person who becomes angry for the pleasure of Allah, man abghadha lillah, and that person has also completed and perfected his iman. So to have anger for the right things, where the laws of Allah are broken, that is recommended. On the other hand, we read also that Allah Ta'ala sent Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Harun alayhi salam to Fir'aun. اِذْهَبَا إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ طَغَى. They go to Fir'aun, he has done rot of wrong, he has transgressed very greatly. فَقُولَا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا, but speak to him in a soft way. Don't be harsh and don't be hard. Speak to him in a soft way. So we find some places we are commanded to be very hard and show our anger. On the other hand, at other times we are commanded, we must be soft and lenient, putting everything in place, and Allah knows best. His one is according to a person's own status of iman. The more stronger iman a person has got, and accordingly Allah's help is also with him, then he will show his anger at wrong things. He won't control himself, and he will exercise that anger. On the that is, or the person himself, how much the level of his iman is. Very sadly today, ours for deeni matters, our blood does not boil at all. We do not become angry for people doing wrong with regard to deeni matters. Dunya's matters, then it affects us immediately. The other is, we have to see the occasion. Like Fir'aun, at that time, if they would have shown their anger, and the kufr and shirk was at its height at that time. Fir'aun called himself the great Allah, the great Lord. So at that time, when the environment is like that, when everything is against deen, then to show anger, it will have a worse effect. The people will just brand a person as a fanatic, just leave him alone, he doesn't know what he's talking about, etc. At such occasions, then to be soft and invite them with wisdom. ادعو إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة. Call towards your Allah with wisdom. So at such times, so that will be required. So it is also a person has to learn all this, that how to call towards Allah, when to show his anger, when to control his anger, and basically all this must be only for the pleasure of Allah. If a person shows his anger, it mustn't be for his nafs. That won't help at all. That will ruin him. It must be for the pleasure of Allah. If he controls his anger, then that also must be for the pleasure of Allah. Otherwise, it will be what is called mudahanat fid din. That we see the wrong being done and we just keep quiet about it. We don't speak anything against it, which is also totally haram. But if it is for the pleasure of Allah, that on that occasion it is necessary to keep quiet. It is necessary to control oneself and then see at every time that what is the occasion, who is the person. Is this the time to tell him this or is this not the time? We should consider mardum shunas, mauqa shunas. All that also should be taken into consideration. So we see just in this one aspect, there is so much detail in deen. And we have to learn all this in order that we can live as proper Muslims and get the proper results, whether it be for in ourselves, our families, in a classroom situation, in the masjid situation, whether it is a wedding function, whether it is some other occasion when wrong is being done, then how to handle every situation. May Allah out of His mercy guide us to the right, to righteousness, what is best and that which pleases Him the most. For that, du'as are also required, concern of this, and effort in this direction of how to make the effort. That is also required. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.